Welcome, everybody, to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
And Veronica was kind enough to tell me that it's Pluto in Uranus, not Jupiter. Which just goes to prove that I'm obviously on some other planet when I write these things. tonight's show, Becoming Your Authentic Self. And I don't think we're going to have a choice, people. I honestly don't. With the influences of Pluto and Uranus, we're being pushed as never before to become and embrace our authentic selves. As you find yourself on the edge of your seat with daily encounters triggering the areas in your life where you're not being authentic, but trying to trying to conform to some imagined other self to please or earn the love of others, suddenly it just won't work and the anger is coming up in areas that are surprising and uncomfortable. We're no longer dealing with should I or shouldn't I in these experiences, but having to truly look at what we desire, not what we are willing to settle for, in all of our relationships, including with ourselves. And I know that's a mouthful, but boy, I tell you what, when I wrote this, it was just pouring out of me, and I'm like, whoa. So, I'm just going to read some excerpts here. Uranus and Aries square Pluto and Capricorn. This is this last one that we had this week. Is the most significant and most challenging planetary influence in a generation. These planets came together in the mid-1960s and will oppose each other from 2045. There are 7 exact Uranus-Pluto squares between June of 2012 and 2015. So for the next 5 years, we're living through a major generational upheaval. We have started feeling this already as these planets came within 1 degree of the square in June 2011. It's interesting, as I'm reading her notes, she can't get it together either. This is just indicative of what's going on. Uranus represents change, invention, revolution, and higher awareness. Its effect is shocking, unpredictable, and erratic. And I'm sure all of you have been feeling that this week. Pluto represents globalization, destruction, transformation, and renewal. Its effect is grinding, ruthless, and extreme. Both of these planets are distinctly non-personal and emotionless. Yet their effect is dramatic and deeply felt. The square is the most challenging of the planetary aspects. Representing tests and challenges, its effect is stressful and frustrating.
It's already happening, though, right? We don't have to.
Oh yeah, no, we're in it, and we have the next one hits in September, I believe, the 15th. This is, after all, a major astrological event, which means its influence far outlasts the 1 day when it is exact. Pluto is bringing to the surface a pattern, perhaps long hidden or ignored, that's been undermining our personal power and our ability to take charge of our lives. We may have abdicated our authority in some way over the years, hiding our light under a bushel and needing the validation of others' apparent expertise and validation to feel empowered to do our work in the world. That could be any person. You know, we all have these people that we look to validate us. Or on a personal level, we may have given away our power so completely that we've ceased to honor ourselves and our own needs. In the extreme, we may even find ourselves unsure of what our needs are. And boy, I see this with all the sessions that have been going on. It's just, we've entered a time of dramatic change. And the most important thing to remember is to stay in the now moment. This is me. For those of you feeling like you're having a hard time holding on to anything, you are.
Well, it's kind of a time of unholding, isn't it?
It really is unhold. Thank you. Yeah, just expect change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I promise it is afoot. There is no way to get around it. And this week I have had so many complaints about people feeling tired or wired or both or obsessive. That's me. You know, I just...
It's hard to obsess when you have nothing to hold on to.
No, I shop.
Oh.
I do online shopping.
Okay.
That, you know, I have a turnstile where the stuff just comes in the door and is returned. Comes in the door and is returned.
Funny. That's funny.
Well, when the influences get too big, that's where I go.
Mm.
And for whatever reason, that excites me. My son stopped over for lunch yesterday, and my little feet were just going to town on my under the desk, and he said, "Mom, you're like a little kid. You're having so much fun." I said, "I'm in my obsession. Are you kidding me?"
That's funny.
Oh, it is funny. There's also so much going on to force us to be authentic. And I have to tell you, it's coming out of left field. Here, 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 and here. And when you think you've got it figured out, the team does some people weekly. You know, we were doing a session, and I do remember this because whoever the client was, they were like, "But last week you said this," and the team was like, "Really? Yeah."
So your point being,
and I do come flying in whenever there's, you know, there's any kind of I won't say negativity, but, you know, a major response that says, "Wait a minute, well, this doesn't work," or whatever. And the team was so funny because basically they said, you know, "We can tell you something right now and it can change tomorrow. So, you know, just be aware that this is where we are right now." And, you know, I have all these people making plans that are sitting in total change. You know, it's like, okay, I'll just line them up and see where they fall. And, you know, the old way of creating it, you know, you set your intentions and you blah, blah, blah. So my advice to everybody, seriously, is to go to the feeling. How do you want to feel? Because my sensing from what I'm seeing with all the sessions and everything that's going on, I mean, because it's a zoo. This morning I was on the computer at 4:30 in the morning, fielding questions and problems and this and that and the other thing. Every morning it's like this. It's just crazy. And I really go to the feeling. How do you want to feel? Okay? And literally, let the universe deliver it, because I have to tell you, the way things are changing, your higher self, and I really think there's a whole team out there of change agents that are just laughing their heinies off going, "Watch this."
Well, because identities are changing like that, too. I mean, who you are isn't exactly fixed these days as well.
Well, I think the layers are peeling off, Veronica.
Yeah, they sure are.
And literally, as those layers peel off and our authentic self begins to emerge, whether we want it to or not, and I have to say, some of the things I'm observing with other people, I'm seeing their lives moved around in ways, and I mean some of them relentless kinds of ways, where their guides, their higher self, people who have some really big path on the planet, they're just absolutely whipping them all over the place to get them to wake up, become authentic, and align with their purpose. Boom, boom, boom. Now, these are generally Scorpios. So, and I think it's because we're so damn stubborn. But I have to tell you that, it's very, very big for everybody. And, you know, it's really difficult to to see some of the things that are happening, even when people say, well, the doctor said this, you know, what do you think? Not during session, but just, you know, writing me. And I'm like, oh, I can't even go there. It's like, are you ready to embrace this and step out of fear and do this and this and this? And if you're not, you still have healing to do, then you have to look at where is your belief system? It's really tough right now. And it's not, I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm not trying to frighten anybody. But I am encouraging everyone to really watch the energies, really pay attention to what's going on in your life. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to how you feel and pay attention to what's triggering you. Because it's a roadmap and it's saying, look, you're not being authentic here if you're getting triggered. Now, authentic doesn't mean to be mean.
Oh, it darn.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, this is, I think, you know, it's we have to really be careful with our negative ego, you know, where there is this inclination to, well, you know, I need to find my voice or I need to do this or I need to do that. You don't need to react. You can respond with love, with grace, with compassion. And if you can hold that vibration, you can kind of, you know, it's like being on, what was the name of that movie, The Perfect Storm? You're on the boat and it's coming at you from every direction. You just learn to balance it. It doesn't have to be negative. It can be really positive depending on how you handle and respond to what's being shown to you.
Can't it just also be of actually getting in touch within yourself of what it is you want? Like you said earlier, we often don't even know what we want.
I think...
Or what's authentic.
Getting to the core of what we want. Okay?
Yeah.
And I would say for the majority of the people listening to the show, everybody wants to make have an impact. Okay? To be of service in some way. To be clear about being of service in the most appropriate way to match your energy and put it out there. Okay, this is how I want to feel, that I'm fulfilling this burning desire, this passion that I have to make a difference. And then allow, and how wonderful that feels, not from the perspective of the negative ego, but from the perspective of the person. Giving it to you, to your higher self, to your soul, and then let the universe deliver the vehicle for it to come through. You know, we all play around with media and this and that and the other thing, and, you know, I have media people back again, and I'm like, you know, I just don't know if I want to do this. And I think it's really funny that it's been revisited so many times. And I look at it now and I'm going, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. And because I'm kind of looking at it from a different perspective, and I'm going to the feeling and I'm going to let it then kind of circulate around and see if it aligns with that feeling. If it doesn't align with that feeling, that's me being authentic. If it doesn't align with that feeling, then it's not a good match. If I do it out of self-sacrifice, that's not being authentic. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's bargaining kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really sometimes very subtle to know when we're not authentic. I mean, sometimes it's difficult, isn't it?
Well, I would use Dolores Cannon as a perfect case in point. I've talked about this before, but Dolores, I mean, in the last, I don't know, 6 months, a year, you know, just this whole thing built up around her work. Well, it's been longer than that because she's been doing the trainings. But, I mean, I see... Here is someone who is so authentic, okay, Her goal is to get the information out there. And she was willing to do it, whether it was just enough to get by or whatever. It was her passion. And because she stayed in her passion, everything has come in to join it and join it and join it. But she stayed with the clarity of making the difference. With authenticity, and I think this is an important point, comes more compassionate detachment, because we don't have to judge others the more authentic we are.
We don't have to be afraid of them.
Absolutely not, because then we're moving closer and closer to a sense of dominion and the ability to respond to everything in our lives. These astrological influences, to me, show me, and I don't know why I'm having a great time with them, but you know, I'm a little whacked. We know this. I personally feel like they're giving me an opportunity to really see how I respond, you know, being on the rocking boat a little bit, okay? And not lose my footing and just have a fun time with it. I'm one of those that can be on a boat that's rocking all over the place, have a great time. And I'm having a good time. I really am having a good time with it. And I'm excited because it means there's something new coming all the time. Because if
I like that too.
Yeah, nothing is stagnant. Yeah, that's the Gemini in both of us. So
yeah, it's kind of like, wow, you know. Somebody else said, well, you just kind of stand still because it's all changing, and it's nice.
Well, and making plans, which I think is very, very funny. Making plans, I think, is probably one of the most challenging things right now, because...
Because I don't believe in the plans I make, because they always change.
Well, you know, I had to schedule something for the second week in August, and I had to actually pay for rooms, and I have to pay for an airline flight. And I'm thinking, okay, Jackie, just do it, because, you know, this is one thing it feels like there's energy around, and it, you know, it's going to happen for a purpose. But it makes me laugh. I mean, I truly giggle at everything going. It went from this week to that week to this week to then finally the week settled, okay, and everything came together, and I said, okay, fine, I'm there. Okay, also, everybody, if you want to mail in questions to Veronica, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T, no H, right?
Yep, no H.
E-N-T-W, no H, whistle.com. And she's got her computer there.
Sitting right here waiting for your message or your questions.
Okay, so I'm going to go into channel because I think the team has some things they want to say tonight. And, you know, if the questions run long, well, they run long.
Well, you got to keep a sense of humor, too, right now.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, please, because if you don't, if you take all this too serious, you're not. It makes you very cranky, and I can't see any good reason to become cranky.
Exactly.
All right. All right, everyone, welcome. Welcome to all of you, and to you, Veronica.
Oh, thank you, and to you.
All right, to our dear Seth, who's back there doing whatever he does. Very good to be with you tonight, and if we have time at the end, we do want to make a couple of statements about authenticity. Actually, we're going to make one now that we feel is very important. We don't want to miss this one. As you are connecting more and more with higher self and soul, higher self and soul, the more authentic you can become, the greater that connection can be. The more intimate, the more loving, the more beautiful, the more expansive, the more real. Because you'll be able to hear them. Not through the persona that you've created to survive. But the true you, the real you, the loving you, the caring you. Because you see, you have to connect through heart to your higher self and to your soul, which requires vulnerability. It does require vulnerability. And if you're running a lot of persona and a lot of ego and a lot of self-importance, not self-love, not self-value, which are, those are real things. Self-importance, more geared to the negative ego. We'll give you a case in point. We were talking with someone this week. And we said, what do you really think you're going to make? What's the number had to do with negotiating a contract? And this person said, $1 billion. And they were shocked because they had never spoken it, although they believed it. And it was authentic. It didn't come from the negative ego. It didn't come from self-importance. It came from a deep sense of knowing. Be able to connect to the bigger picture. Being in touch with soul and spirit and higher self. And it was thrilling for us to speak to someone who had that sense of knowing, not attached to it, knowing, being in it. There's a difference. Not looking for their sense of value and self-importance from the dollars. It was lovely. That's authenticity. Can you be confident and be authentic? Yes. Can you be sensitive and loving and be authentic? Yes. Can you speak from your heart? Literally from your heart to another person's heart and be authentic? Oh, we hope so. It requires, however, that you drop down out of the head. Because when you're in the head, you're always thinking, how are they going to feel when I say this? And how are they going to, this is all going on the whole time you're talking to someone. How are they going to respond? Are they going to like what I say here and here? Oh, did that impress them? Oh, boy. None of that goes on when you drop down into the heart. Because the words are wrapped in love. The intention is for the words to be wrapped in love, to really land from your heart to the other person's heart. This doesn't have to be a lover. It can be anyone. It can be a store attendant. And you can impact everyone's life. Even on the phone, you get calls that, you know, don't necessarily want to hear. People who say they're not soliciting, but are soliciting. Authenticity. That's authentic. It doesn't mean that you're some kind of rug that people walk all over. There's a difference. Because the authentic you isn't going to be a martyr, isn't going to be self-sacrificing. Loving, yes. Honest, yes. Not to hurt anyone. Authentic. Real. Many times do you hear, oh, that's so real. You know, that's one of your expressions. People love people who are real. Who aren't afraid to be who they are. Comfortable in their own skin. They don't need validation from you. Because they feel good about themselves. That is authenticity. All right, Veronica, we have questions.
Well, I'm going to truncate this one question, which is this: if you want to be authentic and then you run into someone or you have a love affair that is kind of karmic and pulls you right off who you are and you go down. You know how that happens, that kind of thing? Do you have anything to say about that? How it's hard to be authentic if you're in bondage on some cellular level with someone, isn't it?
Oh, we would say that that's a wonderful test.
A test of being authentic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if we were this person, we would look at it as this. Here is an opportunity that I've set up for myself. Because I believed enough in myself to weather this. And to be the most authentic me that I can be. Doesn't matter whether it's karmic or not. Karma, shmama.
Does that mean, though, if a person goes into anguish, that's just being authentic?
Well, what would the anguish be about?
Sometimes
what's
in a
causing the anguish?
The falling apart. That he seems to feel that in his relationship he started falling apart, and his business came apart, and it's somebody you know, actually. And so he finally had to leave the relationship because in cahoots with that person, he couldn't function. And I think that happens with people sometimes, don't you?
Wait a minute. All right, we're not following you here, Veronica.
Oh.
Do you have a written question?
I do. It's very long. He says, having
from Dr. Doug?
Yes.
All right. We're going to address that at the end.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. We know what this one is.
Okay. So we have another question. It's a little shorter.
All right.
My question is, sometimes I don't consider my needs a priority, and this can be in relationships and friendships. I'm then left with a feeling of rejection, and this can go on to affect my emotional state.
Oh, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. Especially as it relates to authenticity.
Okay.
When you love yourself, which we highly recommend to all of you, value yourself. All right? And if you can't do it for you, do it for your higher self. Do it for your soul. Your needs are important. And they're valuable. And if you're not validating them, you're not being authentic. You're being self-sacrificing. And ultimately, you're always going to end up with the short end of the stick. You're always going to feel disappointed, abandoned, betrayed. You set yourself up for those feelings. This is a very old pattern that many people do. That they feel they have to give and give and do and do. There's no balance. There is no balance. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we know who this person is. We love this person, and they've sent in questions before. And this person has a friend who is dying right now. And he is feeling very abandoned, very sad. But again, he is a loving soul. And he does speak from his heart. But he asks for nothing in return. And that relationship, no matter which relationship it is, we're not talking about the man that's dying, but with any person, it must flow both ways. The times of self-sacrificing, go read them in your Bible. Right? They made good reading. You cannot be authentic and run martyr. Because you will become a victim. Because with martyr, you feel misunderstood, unappreciated. And your feelings get hurt, deeply hurt. And so we would say to this person, be bold. Ask for what you need. Ask for what you need in return. Take care of you. That's your first priority, taking care of you. Because you cannot be of service to anyone else on the planet if you don't take care of yourself. If you don't love, respect, and honor you, you have nothing left to give out. And you will always feel misunderstood, unappreciated, and in some ways, victimized by the situation. And this particular person is a beautiful soul. Does get hurt, and we know that. And so we're encouraging them tremendously to start loving themselves, taking care of themselves, appreciating themselves. We don't think this person appreciates themselves enough. Not at all. Because if you feel that you must give, 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 then there's a problem around self-value. And it becomes earning love, earning validation and appreciation to make yourself feel good, that you are enough. And people, you're all enough. You're more than enough. You're not going to get where you're here to go. Self-sacrificing. There's too much to do on the planet and off the planet. Do not think that things are only happening here. All right. Veronica, you have another question.
Can you describe how this authentic self works through the various masks that people have, as the physical face of the body is also the mask of this lifetime? So even it might filter the authentic self, the original facade.
All right, say it one more time.
Okay, can you describe how this authentic self works through the various masks that people have, as the physical face of the body is also a mask of this lifetime? So even it might filter the authentic self's original facade.
All right. It's a good question. So we're going to tell you where you're all going. All right. Through all of these energies that you're going to be experiencing, you're going to have flashes. Changes within yourself. Wait a minute, I didn't used to like to eat that. What the heck's that about? I didn't used to like those kinds of clothes. Well, or that color. How come I'm obsessed with this color now? Blending with other versions of yourself. Other, if you want to call it personalities, or as he refers to it as mass, that's fine. However, we would prefer for you to think of yourselves as collectives. Makes it a lot easier. Different aspects of you, incarnated in different places, not all in the same timeline necessarily, but there really is no time. That's a whole complex story all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
However, many of you are going to have interesting kinds of bleed-throughs. You may not be able to recognize them as such. And for most of you, we'd say to you, if you've seen extraterrestrials, they're probably you. Expand the way that you look at things. The question is posed as a limit or limiting. And all we want this person to do is flip it over and see the expansive side of it. Rather than seeing the mask as a negative, and yes, the body is part of the mask, of course. It's part of what you've taken on in this lifetime. Have fun with it. But at the same time, be it authentically. And as you connect with other versions of you in other lifetimes, encourage them to be authentic. And especially for those of you that may connect with another version of yourself that's a different sex, that might be challenging.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it's a different version of yourself?
Look in the eyes. Look in the eyes. You'll know. You'll know. You will know. But you have to open yourselves to even play with that concept before you can explore the possibility. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here to do, is to help you to explore greater, more diverse possibilities and make it a lot more fun. The authentic you, again, comes from your heart, not your head, not the ego you, the loving part of you, the compassionate part of you, the understanding part of you. When you get to that, when you absolutely know, you feel it click, you've hit your authentic self. Now, is your authentic self always emotional? Not necessarily. They can be pretty snappy. But you sense when you're around them that they're heart-based. Even some people that act pretty tough are heart-based. They've just got all kinds of protection around them so that nobody can see it and they don't feel vulnerable, which means they're not to their authentic self yet. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Now, the question that you had, we're going to... The channel sent you one part of this man's question. Mm-hmm. And we said to her while she was running around, read the whole thing. And you don't have that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use her eyes. And we want everyone... We're not going to answer all these questions. But there's a common theme that runs through them. All right. First question was whether to continue my business relationship with this woman. Somehow I got myself into legal trouble. She's helping me out of it gratis. But there are conditions to help her in her endeavors. Where specifically to live, as this woman wants me to give her a place to live in exchange for coaching me in raw food diet as my personal chef and exercise personal coach, and also to help me in writing my book. And she holds a bunch of masters and doctorates and is quite smart and excellent writer and assimilator. Seems like a good match, and I'm just concerned her energy. Big letters may be having a negative effect on my money and relationship. All right. And then he goes down to the third one. I've been blocked in getting my healing business online and automated somewhat so that I can reach many more people rather than the one-on-one, which I have done for 25 years. 4 years ago, I had a $1 million business, and now I'm struggling. I think something... that to me. And we're going to go back to where he says, okay, I'm concerned that her energy may be having a negative effect on my money and relationships. I think something zapped me and my mojo. And since I've been doing daily healing work on myself, spiritual, energetic healing, and much more, I guess I should be patient, and it's a big challenge. All right. We know this person. We've done many sessions with them. And we know that he was going to go online and listen to tonight's show. So we're going to speak to him directly. And we hope all of you obtain something from this. Rather than answering all of his personal questions here, all right, taking up time that all of you are listening, we look for things that can help all of you. All right? This goes back to authenticity and giving power away. And on the one piece, there's giving power away. And on the other piece is this person is impacting me negatively. And when you're authentic, when you decide that no one, can affect you negatively. Because your reality is subjective. Now, there are people you can choose not to be around because you don't enjoy their company. Or you don't particularly enjoy their energy. And that's all right. That's authentic.
But what's empathy?
Empathy. We don't say empathy.
I know, but you're just saying no one can affect your...
No one can affect your energy. If you're empathic, you can make the choice not to go there. You can set up an energy of protection when you go out into different situations. I'm shutting down today. Boom, up goes my shield. Pyramid of mirrors, however you want to do it. All right? Cotton candy. We don't care what you put around you, as long as you believe it's going to work. But it's a choice. And for many of you, as empaths, what happened? Is you got beat up because every time you go out in public, you pick up this energy and that energy, and boom, by the end of the day, exhausted. Make a choice, people, to stay in your own energy, to be in dominion. And when you're in dominion, you're not worried about somebody else messing you up. The challenge, you see, the wonderful challenge that you've all created is to test yourself in every situation. Can I hold my energy here? Can I test myself with this? Can I? Now, not all of you have done it this way, but there are a good number of you that have. And eventually it turns into blame. This particular person had this situation with another woman, and we see this person walking into this situation again. High-achieving woman went off and is now doing very, very well. And he was left to then try to rebuild, try to rebuild, try to rebuild. And in the beginning, he talks about all the limited sessions he had with his mother. But he couldn't get there at that feeling level. At the feeling level, couldn't get to the rage, couldn't get to the deep emotion, got to the victim. So, his persona doesn't match the $1 million-a-year business. As a healer, doesn't match what's manifesting in his life and the pattern that he's repeating again. All right, this woman's going to come in and help me. She's going to do this and she's going to do that, and she'll take care of this and she'll take care of that. And suddenly, he's playing out again the same dynamic with the feminine. With the feminine. So your question earlier, Veronica, was about this being a karmic thing. It's not karmic. There are people that come in, you may see it as such, and that's all right too. He does attract people very quickly into his life. But it's the discernment piece that he's not always clear with. And when he's fully authentic, and in dominion, he will have stronger boundaries. Stronger boundaries. So what he does in a way is he merges and then feels that this other person is negatively impacting his money, his mojo, his whatever. That takes you out of dominion. The minute you feel somebody else is doing it to you, you have to look at yourself and say, what am I allowing? How am I allowing it? And why am I allowing it? Where is my sense of self? Where is my sense of self. And he knows about the patterns. He looks back over all the people that he's gotten involved with on the business side. All right? This does not take away from his wonderful healing ability. It's about how he structures. And as we said, with these energies, and they've been going on for quite a while, they didn't just start right now. They've been going on for quite a while, forcing all of you to become authentic, to not need validation. To not need validation. Oh, of course, you must talk to somebody and say, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? That's fine. But not merging with them. There's a difference. Not setting yourself up to be in a position where you feel or believe or allow yourself to believe that someone else is having a negative impact on you and therefore you cannot move forward. That cycle is very destructive and will not be supported in these energies now. You don't need to allow anyone else to impact you. Rise to the challenge of being so firmly and totally in your authentic self, in your heart, in a knowing of who you are. Your connection to your higher self, your connection to your soul and your spirit. When you go into something and you believe that it's having negative impact, it's going to. We've seen this before with people who've gone to doctors. I know I'm not going to get the level of care that I deserve, and sure enough, they don't. Does all this make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. It's a huge job, isn't it, to stay that much in touch with yourself?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going to be required now.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the big game now. The very big game. All right? Loving yourself, respecting yourself is an option. Looking for the reasons why you have to make somebody bad or wrong. Okay? You cannot say on the one hand, I want to impact thousands of people. And on the other hand, one person can mess up my energy.
That's true.
They don't match. They don't match. When Christ walked the planet, Yeshua, never did you hear him say, you know, that Sermon on the Mount, it just knocked me out. So many people. He stayed in his energy beautifully. I had enough to share with everyone. He was authentic. He was in his heart. He didn't tolerate fools, but he didn't judge. Well, the temple a little bit.
We'll have to sign off very shortly.
All right. Veronica, you want to share your information?
Yes, Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, we're talking to Betty Epstein, who's one of the dowsers. She, you know, has had to reroute water. She works with the Mayan calendar and dowsing. Not sure how yet, but we'll find out. And is a hypnotherapist and takes people very deeply and uses dowsing to help them even uncover more. And that's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And then Thursday at 7 o'clock, we'll be talking again. Having call-ins and Radiance by Design.
Beautiful. All right, everyone. We would love the opportunity to work with all of you tonight if you are willing. You're certainly welcome to call us in. We'd like to do some work and touch your heart. The real you. The beautiful you. The you that you would love to have people know. Many of you are afraid to show that. Many of you still think it's all about the persona. It's not. We want to help your confidence about being real, being authentic. Know that we love each and every one of you. We look so forward to these Thursday evenings with all of you. Veronica, we love you as well. Dear Seth, wherever you are.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing, as you lay down tonight, dear team, please come work with my heart and my authenticity. And it won't be just us. It will be your higher self as well. Know that we love you, dear ones, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, everybody. None of my clocks in here work. Nothing ever works in this room. Okay. It was wonderful to be with all of you tonight. Remember that we are really all one. That realization, along with our animals, along with everything, that realization is going to get more and more and more clear. And the more that we look at each other and see a piece of ourselves in every single person, even those that we may not be too crazy about, but the only.
Accepting the challenge.
Pardon?
Accepting the challenge.
Oh, yes. Okay, and just quickly, remember to connect with people, sending the light and the love to their higher self and their soul and their spirit. Shatter the personality or melt it or whatever. I'm having amazing results with this. So, again, love to everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks, Veronica. Love you.
Love you.
Good night,
too.
Everybody.
Thanks, Jackie. Good night, everyone.